and let's see, what did you call a female horse?
I just call him a colt, a horse.
A female would be just a horse?
That's all I know.
If you don't know how to ride, you say I've never, what?
I've never rode a horse, which I never.
And if someone who doesn't know how to ride, then if he tried it and couldn't stay on, he'd say I fell.
I fell off the horse. Most of them will say the horse threw me.
If a little child went to sleep in bed and he woke up on the floor, he might look up and say, well, I must have...
Fall off the bed.
What do you call the things that you put on a horse's shoes to protect him?
Shoes.
On his feet. What do you call the part of his feet where you put them?
Hoof.
And what about the game that you play using those?
Using what? Horseshoe game?
Do you know a name for a male sheep?
A male sheep?
Mm-hmm. Or a female? Mm-hmm. What do people raise sheep for?
For food. They sell lamb chop and lamb, and then they use the wool to make whatever wool things they make, because that's what sheep is for. When they shear the sheep, they shear it. They use the wool.
And what do they call the kind of insects that get into wool clothes?
Moth.
But do you know a name for a male hog?
They call them a bull
and
or a bear.
What's the difference?
Well, one has been changed and the other one ain't.
And do you know a name for the, well, for the young one when it's first born?
Pig.
And what about when they're a little bit bigger than that? Do you have a name for them?
I don't know nothing about a pig.
What do you call the stiff hairs they have on the backs?
I don't know.
What about the big teeth that a hog has?
Tush.
And would you call the things that an elephant has the same thing?
Yes.
Do you ever hear a name for a hog that's grown up wild?
A wild boar or a wild gilt or something. But the most I hear talk about is wild boar.
Do you know a name for what a calf does, the kind of noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned?
No, there's this bellow.
And what about the kind of noise that a cow makes when it's feeding time?
They holler and bellow, let you know it's feeding time.
What about the kind of horse might make? What kind of noise a horse would make?
Weaker.
And if you've got horses and mules and cows and they're getting hungry, you say you have to go out and feed them?
Feed up the stock.
And what about if it's hens and turkeys and geese?
You feed their poultry.
What do you call a hen that's on a nest of eggs?
A setting hen.